Oprah visits Maui wildfire evacuees at War Memorial Gymnasium. By Paul Bois on August 12, 2023. Oprah Winfrey visited with evacuees affected by the horrific fire in Maui last week. A disaster that has left thousands homeless and has killed over 80 people. A part-time resident on the island of Maui, Oprah visited evacuees who had gathered at the War Memorial Gymnasium where thousands had congregated. Per Hawaii News Now. The shelter is also being used as a donation drop-off location for victims. Images posted on social media showed Oprah chatting with volunteers and residents. The group Kaku Haleakala says she offered to buy supplies for the shelter, including cots, blankets and toiletries. Oprah owns 2,000 acres of land on Maui and has been living there part-time for 15 years. As the New York Post reported, Oprah owns three properties on the island, though it remains unclear if her home in Kula sustained any damage from the fires. This past February, she paid $6.6 million for 870 acres of land in Kula, an area in central Maui sandwiched between the South Maui and upcountry wildfires, noted the Post. At least two homes had been destroyed in Kula and some 80 people were evacuated from 40 homes, fire officials told the Honolulu Star-Advertiser. While Maui officials on Thursday morning said most of the fire was contained, Hawaii Governor Josh Green, D., flatly told CNN the town of Lahaina was gone. "There is no doubt everyone would describe this as though a bomb hit Lahaina," he said. "It looks like total devastation. Buildings that we've all enjoyed and celebrated together for decades, for generations, are completely destroyed. I mean smoldering still. Only a few stone buildings are still partially up. Looks to me that about 80% of Lahaina is gone." Axios reported more than 11,000 customers were without power in Hawaii on Thursday, per utility tracker PowerOutage.us. Mick Fleetwood, founder of Fleetwood Mac, is currently the most high-profile name affected by the fire, being that he called Lahaina home for decades. His local restaurant, Fleetwood's on Front Street, burned to the ground. "This is a devastating moment for Maui. And many are suffering unimaginable loss," Fleetwood said. "Fleetwood's on Front Street has been lost, and while we are heartbroken, our main priority is the safety of our dear staff and team members. On behalf of myself and my family, I share my heartfelt thoughts and prayers for the people of Maui," he said. "We are committed to supporting the community and those affected by this disaster in the days and months and years to come." Lauren Sanchez, the fiancé of Jeff Bezos, who owns a $78 million property on Maui, issued a statement on her social media in which she called the tragedy heartbreaking while thanking people for helping out in the recovery efforts. "The tragedy unfolding in Maui is beyond heartbreaking. Jeff and I have been on the phone with local residents and officials, and we'll be making donations to help. Thank you to everyone there helping with recovery efforts on the ground and supporting those who are struggling," she said. A source close to Bezos and Sanchez later told the Daily Mail that the couple is devastated by the disaster and plans to step up relief efforts with local officials. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.